This is an MUT Radio podcast.
19 minutes after 9 on MUT Radio. Heezy, Ute Pase Gini, featuring Olindo on MUT Radio. Oh, what a beautiful song, man. So tempted to say it's not just a radio show, it's an experience. But hey, man, it's the only way to start your day if you come and get a breakfast show. As I used to say, Gulomo.
Hey!
On MUT Radio, Heezy is joining us in studio right now. He's got his new song, Incha Shasnezi. It was released today.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think it's
what an experience you started first hand.
Heezy, thank you so much for joining us, bro.
My guy, it's only a pleasure, man. And by the way, I did play the song on my show last night. So you're not the first
okay. one. Okay, all right. It's okay. But thank you so much, man. I'm sure you must be feeling excited. Ingomencha, good weekend. How's that going?
Ish, yes, ukuthi izolo after eSpanini, I got home and I had to schedule my post that was supposed to go live this morning. And then I just switched off my phone and I slept.
Yeah.
You know, and I just had this conversation with God and I was like, you know what? Honestly, I've done whatever I can. I've done everything I can.
Yeah.
Right now, it's really in your hands, you know? Mm-hmm. And the problem was bengafuna ukuvuswa ebusuku, and because I'm not the only one who's excited, man. I think I've had like the utmost, like best support, you know, across board, like whether from my colleagues, abangani, family as well. Everyone is excited for me because this is something that I've been wanting for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But I'm also just that one person who believes ukuthi everything has its own time. So I don't rush into doing things. I wait for angazi kuba khona ivoice show ukuthi okay, now is the time.
You know,
it really did. I was being bullied, bro. Like wherever I go, I'm like, now is not the time. So I really felt like 2024 is really the time for Uhiza to launch himself as a DJ and someone who makes music.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, man.
You are surrounded by music, Ngempela. That's why I'm saying it took you long enough. But we'll get there. Let's take it back to Uhiza. You don't say KZN.
Yes, sir.
Where in KZN?
I grew up Gwamashu, Gwa K section. That's the only, vision I have. And the only memory I have was Gwa K section. But I was told ukuthi ngihlale kwa J nakhona for isikhashana before moving to kwa F kwagogo. I used to visit khona ngiyakhumbula kwa F but ngangikhumbula ngokuvakasha.
Yeah.
But mina engikhumbulayo kahle hle was Gwa K section Gwa Mashu. So that's basically where I come from. Our K section Gwa Mashu. Ngikhule khona up until such time mhlawumbe sibeseng la go grade 9, 10 and then I moved out to a Pine Town in New Germany. Yeah.
So you've been there ever since?
I've been there, bro.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's why I need a passage in, because I'm last guy.
That's a passage. So very interesting, because just before you get inside, we were speaking with the producer and say, hey, there's a lot of things that are happening in passage in fact. Because we did not know what's the song about. But when you listen to the song, like, actually, I can relate to the number. Yeah, but so Fetu, were you always like this? I wouldn't say we are Tandu Kuno, because I don't know you personally.
Okay.
But
judging from the show, you can tell.
Exactly.
I think there's a huge difference when that's Nezi. I think ukhona ukuthanda ukukhuluma, and I think ukhona ukuthanda umsebenzi owenzayo.
Sure.
Isikhathi esiningi when I'm in my own like social circles, when I'm around people, you'd find ukuthi I'm not as talkative. And abantu will always ask ukuthi if I'm okay, and so on, and I always say no, I'm fine, you know, I like to keep to myself. But when it comes to the radio, I honestly, guys, like, this is my first love.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
This is something that I can do without feeling like I'm working. Akufani ukuthi when I have to go like DJ and MC. I love DJing, I love MCing, I love doing any other job, but like when it's radio, you can literally wake me up at like 4 a.m. and say, yo, we need you on the radio right now. I'll easily get up and be on some, where's my show prep, you
yeah
know?
Sure.
So that's why you probably get this mindset, I'm not too excited. No, I only like talking.
You love your job.
I just love my job.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah, I just love my job.
We cannot speak about Uhizi without mentioning Gear Radio, obviously, which is something that you've been part of for many, many years.
Please.
Before we get to Ipasichin, because that's what we are here for.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
Kale pi radio for when?
Radio fethu iqale scale fethu.
Mhm.
Iqale scale. Honestly, Ntebeni Qeto Matric, I was a bit confused as to which field am I going into.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, so I come from a family where honestly is school is something really important, because mm-hmm. Uma has always said I am not going to birth and you know and groom someone who doesn't want to be an academic.
Mm.
Yes, if you want to do other things on the side, I don't mind, but I need you to have some sort of a qualification,
mm-hmm.
something to fall back into, you know. But Nakona put there are no limitations, mm. because if you look at my brother Uzakele, why he's go art school, with music. As long as you get the qualification,
mm-hmm.
if you are going to do music, you must do it right. You must have a qualification.
Sure.
My sister as well, my brother who is a chem eng. So being the last born, I was a bit confused, and I was just like, okay, he's always on. And then I found myself at UT. I think I tried civil engineering. That didn't work out at all.
Sure.
So I had to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
So I treated Leo Nyaga as Ikepier. Yeah, mm-hmm. up until such time, my brother was like, yes, yeah, you're really good with people. You know, whenever you stand in front of people and speak to people, people really listen to you. Have you ever thought of radio?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, actually, you know, I even love listening to the radio. Mm. I prefer listening to the radio as opposed to watching the TV.
Watch, yes.
Sure. You know, so that's what
it was.
You understand where it was? So I was like, you know what? Let me try this radio thing. But he was like, that's a being Uzakele manje, because unfortunately at that time, Uma had left us emhlabeni. So that's being Uzakele taking the role of being a parent empilweni yami. So then we did our research, and fortunately for me, ngasithola ngihlezi noSiqemeza of Ukhozi FM, and then wangitshela ukuthi, in fact, if you want to do this thing right, journalism is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll always be a radio broadcaster or crisp if you have that background.
Sure.
You know, so I did journalism, and then third year, just before graduation, I had to obviously go to Ngihamba internship.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself at Vibe FM doing my internship. That ended. I graduated. I paid a contract time with Vibe FM. Now I'm stuck. So I had to do lines radio with internet. You know, where we would record with a friend of mine, Ntokozo Phungula. We'd record like a segment, like a radio show for like an hour.
Sure.
See package, and then have a link, and then see push on social media for people to download and listen.
Whoa.
You know.
Whoa.
And then after that, it was Radio DUT.
Mm.
And then after Radio DUT, it was then Gagasi. And at Gagasi, when I landed at Gagasi, I was doing 1 to 4 a.m. Oh, attention, Mkibelo. One. 1 to 4 a.m.
These days, they call it the the weekend show.
So I'm a massive weekend.
Weekends,
yeah, massive weekends, sure. With Unlep. But we're not here to promote your
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Yeah, please. Let's get. We're speaking about Uhizi, and then you've been there for quite some time, because I've seen like the old posters. You were there.
Mm.
Like, Ivana, this guy has been there.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's come back to music now, because
please.
It's something Osho Uguti. It's been a long time. About Lindile from you, but it wasn't the time for it. Is it your first single?
It definitely is my first single. Yeah. When I wait to now it's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just say like one thing, like we are in a very different industry. We space in where people feel like you need to rush everything.
Sure.
You know, but you know, radio and TV is two different things. You know, I feel like if you play your cards right, longevity is definitely guaranteed for you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like if you gain a space and you need to, pace and rush everything, then it spend circle in the space is going to be very cut short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I was on radio for quite a long time, when I was doing those shows, for me, what was important was for me to master those shows. It wasn't a matter of because saying, I need to get there.
Sure.
You know? So I was like, okay, now I've landed 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. Now I need to work on 4 to 7. How does 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday sounds like? It was about that for me, to make sure Wuti, I sound exactly how I should sound for a 4 to 7 p.m. So it big wizzy cab. Right, sure. Now Uhizi is at a point where you can literally take me and put me anywhere on radio, that. And it's just going to work that. Because I've been working on this thing and I've given myself time to learn. And even still now, I'm still learning, you know. So, okay, right now, okay, the radio thing is on lock. Let's now focus on the music. Now it's time to launch the brand nationally and expand in other things. Hence, a passage in only in 2024.
And then I was still talking about a passage, and I want to know what was happening in your mind or in your life when you decided to write that song. Like,
I'm not even going to take credit for it. definitely not going to take credit for it. We had a studio session that was booked for that weekend. Tribe of Afro, being from Pietermaritzburg, Behla. So we had a studio camp.
Sure. Yeah,
but, and the idea was, okay, now we are working on Isingilaga Hizi. Zakes Kususa also flew down to Durban. Drega was already in studio. Rodeep from Pietermaritzburg, I find the Tribe of Afro. So we're all sitting there listening to beats. Just listening to beats and making beats, listening to beats. Listen. And then Uzakele was outside having tea. Uzakele, guys, is always having tea.
Sure.
Zakes was outside having tea. And then Uzakele is like, yes, Nyingom. Yeah, bo. And this song, but this is the song. Yeah, bo. And we started listening to the song. We're like, okay, now this is the song. And then he just gets in. He's almost like Quincy Jones. He's like, because then initially it was Uma Magasbongi. When we were doing the song with Ulindo, the vocalist, he was like, Mama Gasbongi, I think he's Soul Brothers, Mama Gasbongi.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, nah, no. Let mama eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, well. So I was like, Jelly Tegis, Mete Passage.
Exactly.
And then Ulindo was like, Mtagwe tu. And then we're like, nah, this is
fine. Nah, this is a song.
This is definitely.
Beautiful, man. Oh. Funny enough, it's something that we relate to. Some of us, Mkambe, we still meet Passage. Who knows? Yeah, but, so it's a very beautiful song, man. It speaks to Chida Selokshin. It speaks to Muntu Wasemakai, someone who's still hustling.
Definitely.
And also people who are in love.
It's a love song. A passage in is definitely a love song. If you listen to it, it was like a voice of Umchita who really misses umuntu wakhe, but because hlambdakanaye akanayi kari and not enough to request for umuntu wakhe, you know, and when umuntu wakhe by the understanding,
sure.
Yabo ukuthi look baby, I really miss you right now. Ngicela abantu ugibele text bufika kimi nazokukhokhela, you know, wehle passage.
Nice. Yeah,
I can already imagine
it's a
that.
Love story.
Oh, wow. Exactly.
It's a love story. Yeah.
Beautiful. How do we get the song asithola kuphefethu? By the way, iphume namhlanje.
Iphume namhlanje.
We're going to not the fact that you played it yesterday in your show. But iphume namhlanje is playing for the first time on MU2 Radio.
Please.
How do we get the song?
It's everywhere on streaming platforms. Shout out to Mayoni Productions for taking care of me with this release, and obviously Universal being the major record label to take care of the marketing and everything the song needs for it to get to the right ears. So it's on every like digital platform, whether on Spotify, Apple Music, Gonke, Ama platforms, YouTube, everything, it's there.
Sure.
You know, and there's a lot more coming, obviously, after this. But the team is super excited. I'm excited. The response and from the people has been really excited. More than anything, Abantu bayangazi out there, I'm such a joyful person.
Sure.
Like, I love seeing people happy. And I'm hoping with the song is going to do exactly that. It's going to get people happy. Mm-hmm. It's going to get them dancing and celebrating. It's going to gather them, you know, December manje, and it's the time for that. And I'm hoping this song is going to contribute to your family gatherings, whether you're with your friends and you
Beautiful.
Know. So that's my hope. Like, it needs to represent what his is all about, and that was the idea of the song. Asibeni happy, man.
Asibeni happy, yeah. Too.
Nice.
I was going to ask Uti. can we say Isukile ke manje, we can expect more music from Muhizi?
Yes, yes. Okay. Please.
Shout out.
Please.
Definitely, please. Man. We're going to look forward to that EP, that album, probably, or more of those singles. Muhizi,
une pressure.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, you can tell, ukuthi, like, this is proper. Like, if you know Ziggs, this sound, it's influenced by Ziggs, but shout out, man. Yeah, beautiful. Whoa. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio and for honoring us with your presence, man. Sure. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, guys.
The studio smells so good.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.